Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, you see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair. And for the next hour, I'll be bringing you the best of the 80s, as I normally do every Friday night at 10 p.m. In the meantime, we've got to address the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week before we start the show. And that is, Spandau Ballet is one of the most successful acts of the 80s, with over 25 million albums sold, 17 UK and 3 US top 40 hits. And in 2011, their biggest hit won a BMI award for one of the most played songs in the US ever. Name the song. And of course, this really should be a softball here for you, but the answer is True. Released back in February 23rd of 1983. And at the time of the BMI award, the BBC reported that it's had 4 million airplays in the U.S., which is the equivalent of 22 years of continuous play. As Mr. Edward Buchert likes to say sometimes, educational radio here for you at WMFO. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. Every Friday night prior to the show, I'll tweet the question and answer it on the air. I'll also post the answer along with a link for the playlist and archive after the show as well. Going to start tonight's show on the industrial side of the 80s here with Ministry. We'll be right back.
it's over the shoulder.
Use them a while and it's over the shoulder.
Use them a while.
Heaven. Hey, to feel you.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, DJ Savoir Faire. Hopefully you all are hunkered down, nice and warm this evening here, because winter has finally reached Boston. I was getting a little too used to those 70-degree days there last week, but... And then, of course, we're getting snow this weekend. But, hey, this is New England, so... I guess we should be glad that we made it to the middle of July, January here. Any event, we started off tonight's show with Ministry and the track We Believe from their 1986 release Twitch. Little Goth from Dublin in there with Virgin Prunes. We heard the track Baby Turns Blue. That's from their 1982 debut, If I Die, I Die. And we wrapped it up there with Book of Love and their self-titled release from 1986. And we heard the track Lost Souls. Plenty to get to here tonight, folks. Including the 80s hip-hop artist of the week. So do stick around for that. In the meantime, we're going to kick off the next set here with a little post-punk from Scotland. Here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod, the best 80s program here in the Boston area. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Friday night at 10 p.m. taking a look back at the 80s and sometimes into the 70s and early 90s, but for the most part, this is an 80s program. And we feature artists like Joseph K, which started off this last set, and the track Forever Drone. That's off of their 1981 release, The Only Fun in Town. Red Lori, Yellow Lori was in there with Hollow Eyes, off of their 1985 release, Talk About the Weather. And we wrapped it up there with Spandau Ballet, part of the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question. And we heard the track The Freeze. That's off of their 1981 debut, Journeys to Glory. Got almost exactly a half an hour to go here. So we're going to go back to 1983 here for this next one.
Stay at home. So, you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking you, who is more dramatic, this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. Terrorist one is just the guy to lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, S-C-O-T-T. I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number two, my philosophy. Number one was poetry, you know it's me. You know it's my philosophy, many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable, I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K.R. collects. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft punk? You walk down the street and get jumped. You gotta have style and learn to be original. Original. And everybody's gonna wanna diss you. Like me, we stood up for the South Bronx. And every sucker MC had a response. You think we care? I know that they are on the tip. My posse from the Bronx is thick. In real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just sackle.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I play the nine and you play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teacher, I'm the artist. Often new concepts that they're hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get fed up. Rappers like a setup. A lot of games. A lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so-and-so. I'm this, I'm that. Huh. But they all just wick. Whack. I'm not white or red or black, I'm brown. From the boogie down, productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad, but they're bugging. Let me show you something now about hip-hop. About D-Nice, Melody, and Scott LaRock. I get a pen, a pencil, a marker. Mainly what I write is for the average New Yorker. Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show how black people are walking. But I don't walk this way to portray or reinforce stereotypes of today. Like all my brothers eat chicken and watermelon. Talk broken English and drug selling. See, I'm telling and teach a few facts. The way some act in rap is kinda whack and it lacks creativity and intelligence. But they don't care cause their company's selling it. It's my philosophy on the industry. Don't bother dissing me or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics. Cause it's about time one of y'all hear it. And hear it firsthand from an intelligent brown man. Vegetarian, no goat or ham, or chicken or turkey or hamburger. Cause to me that's suicide, self-murder. Let us get back to what we call hip-hop and what it meant to DJ Scott DJ LaRock. Scott LaRock.
You're a philosopher. Yes, I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. How many MCs must get dissed before somebody says don't with Chris? Chris is just one style. Like a piggy bank, this is one penny. My brother's name is Kenny. That's Kenny Parker. My other brother, ICU's much darker. Boogie Down Productions is made up of teachers. The lecture is conducted from the mic into the speaker. Who gets weaker, the king or the teacher? It's not about a salary, it's all about reality. Teachers teach and do the world good. Kings just rule and most are never understood. If you were to rule or govern a certain industry, all inside this room right now would be in misery. Misery. No one would get along. Sing a song, cause everyone be singing for the king. Am I wrong? So yo, what's up? It's me again, Scott LaRock, KRS, BDP again. Many people had the nerve to think that we would end the trend with criminal minded. Just only 10 funky hit records. No more than 4 minutes and some seconds. The competition checks and checks and keeps checking. They take the album, take it home and start sweating. Why? Well, it's simple. To them, it's kind of vital to take KRS one title. And everybody's rhyme, they wanna mention me, or rather mention us, me and Scott LaRock. But they could get bust, get robbed, get dropped. I don't play around, nor do I F around. And you can tell by the bodies that are left around. When some clown jumps
jumps up to get beat down, broken down to his very last compound. See how it sound? A little unrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical. Fresh for 88, you suckers.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. If you enjoyed my look back at the 80s, be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp. Got time for one more track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to. Started off with Oliver Cheatham and Get Down Saturday Night from 1983. A little pop culture reference there. If you're familiar with the movie Ex Machina from 2015, you may remember that track from the scene where they're Kyoko and Nathan are kind of cutting the rug in front of Caleb. Electronic was in there from their self-titled release from 1991. We heard the track Reality. The Strikers gave us Body Music from 1981. The 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week, Boogie Down Productions, gave us My Philosophy from their 1988 release, By All Means Necessary. That's their third album, originally composed of Lawrence Chris KRS-One Parker, Scott LaRock Sterling, who was murdered before the release of their first album, and Derek D-Nice Jones. And we wrapped it up there with The Church and Tantalized off of their 1985 release, Heyday. Thanks for listening. Luke is up next, so stick around. Take care.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.